another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. Oh, appreciate all you guys sticking around. If you have, you know, some comments, I love reading texts or emails and all that kind of stuff. Find us at civicmedia.us. Share the show, like the show, trying to grow the show as well. But yeah, we've got Carlton Huffman here, former GOP operative. And I know you're still close with, I'm not going to name names, but I know you are still close with some national figures that are big in the party. Looking forward, you know, who's the next Trump? Can there be someone that takes this movement and, you know, is it going to be like the Diet Coke version or what happens next?
And it's one of those things that it's hard to look ahead 3 years.
I know.
You can see the people who are already jockeying. You can see the people who want it. And these are some of kind of like the, if you're a Mean Girls movie fan, look at the Gretchen Wieners of the world right here. But I mean, you've got a number of figures. I mean, obviously J.D. Vance wants it really bad.
Yes.
Ted Cruz, he wants it really bad.
You think?
And is making moves to that effect. I mean, he's trying to...
He got his butt kicked by Tucker Carlson, which was weird. That was so weird. I'm watching this and I'm like, get him, Tucker. You know, like,
Politics makes for strange bedfellows.
Yeah, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She's one that you should keep your eye on. I mean,
for real?
As odious as she can be in many ways, I mean, she has probably distilled, like, the America First agenda down on a policy manner and is... Never underestimate her ability to get attention. I mean, and for some of your left of center listeners, that might sound like, how in the world could you possibly say that? Well, you look from the conservative side of things, a right of center perspective, people think the same thing about AOC. Yet AOC on the Democrat side is probably the id for a lot of people.
Yep.
And so I would keep an eye on Marjorie Taylor Greene for the future, that she has a possible. I mean,
can she get over Jewish space lasers?
Trump got over a lot worse than that.
Fair. Yeah. Well, I was on a round table that, and I famously said on live TV, Trump will never be president. I said that, and I was like, it'll never happen. Well,
and trust me, she is one that I would hate to see get in there, but she is one that she gets a lot of people excited, and it's the one thing that you're seeing on the right, and I kind of hinted at it earlier. I mean, you're seeing Tucker Carlson, you're seeing Candace Owens, you're seeing Nick Fuentes, of all people. I mean, for your listeners who might not be familiar with them, this guy's a self-proclaimed white supremacist or a white nationalist. And
so bad.
He has a following that people are not, even supposedly mainstream people now, like Megyn Kelly, they're not willing to take these extreme folks in the party on. And so that's where the energy is. And so you're going to get somebody like a Marjorie Taylor Greene from that segment of the party who is likely going to carry the standard forward, unless we just see a complete like implosion, which we used to be able to see that in politics. But as tribal as things have become, people are willing to go down with the ship all the way to the very end before they give up on their guy, because that would mean giving the other side a win.
It's wild. I think it was Michael Steele I had on, who was the former RNC chair, and we talked off the record. And I know I can say this because he's talked about this on his programs too, but there was, and he was part of this, a group that were ready to kind of pick up the pieces. If Donald Trump lost, that party was going to implode. And there were people that were, you know, hey, we're constitutional Republicans. We still are conservatives. We still have those beliefs, but we're not like total a-holes that, like, you know, and so. Like, it's wild how they were seconds from disaster, and now here we are talking about who's going to take over and who's the heir apparent.
Yeah, and once again, I still say do not discount the Trump 2028 scenario out.
How would they do that?
I mean, like I said, I mean, you'd have state legislators who would just put him on the ballot and basically dare the Supreme Court to tell them no, and sit there and defy it and go right up to the line, because people would say that's a fantastical scenario. I mean, look where we are here in October, all this time in. I mean, we've got troops in the streets. We've got Congress basically rolling over and giving Trump whatever he wants. The Supreme Court saying he's immune from prosecution.
Yeah.
I mean, the man is building a ballroom on the side of the White House. Yeah. You think he only wants to use it for 2 years? I might be engaging in hyperbole, or once again, they could say I've got CDS, but I did not picture him leading an assault on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. I could see things were leading up in that direction, but I couldn't have predicted how it went down. The worst case scenario keeps on going further and further down the field, and it doesn't seem like anything is arresting that decline.
That's the thing. You talk about, we're accused of TDS and Trump derangement syndrome, but like everything that happens, it's like, he's not going to do that. No, he's not going to do that. He freaking does it.
Whenever they said he would never use the Justice Department to go after his political enemies, I mean, James Comey would like a word on that one. And I guarantee you, James Comey will not be the last person that they indict.
He says he wanted to arrest
next November.
Yeah, he says he wants to arrest the governor of Illinois.
Yeah.
What?
And that's the thing. We have seen this in other countries in history before, and we saw it in a manner
doesn't
in our
end
own
well.
Country. But when it happened in our own country, it was the 1850s. Yeah. And we know what happened in the 4 years after that.
Right. Like, famously doesn't end well. We got like 30 seconds left. How would you, what would people do if they want to, if they see this and say, well, I need to do something about it. What can they do?
Go to the Democrat Party of Virginia and Democrat Party of New Jersey's websites, sign up to volunteer, call, send text messages, anything you can do to help us get a big victory in New Jersey and Virginia, and then sign up with your state parties in whatever state that you're in. You've got local elections coming up and also the spring election in Wisconsin coming up with a big state Supreme Court race. Wherever you are, get involved with your gubernatorial and down ballot candidates, because Wisconsin has a chance to sweep the table next year if they play their cards right.
Well, I know we're going to be talking about it with you many times between now and then. I appreciate your time, Carlton Huffman. Thank you all for listening. This was an awesome show. And we'll see you next week here on The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker on the Civic Media Radio Network. Take care. Just one.